Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is Prophetess Valerie Burrell, grateful to God for being here with our listening audience on tonight. We want to thank God for those who have called in on tonight. We thank God also for those who are in the chat room. We ask that you would consider letting others know that we're on the air. I believe that this is going to be a relevant exchange on tonight. I do ask that those who are on the line tonight, if you would please consider sharing tonight, just press 1 and I can bring you live. Father, right now we come to you thanking you for this, another teaching time. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells within. Right now, Father, I yield to you that you would speak to me and speak through me. God, that you would bring forth this message with clarity and power. God, I thank you for each voice that will be released on the broadcast on this evening and for the seed that will be planted in our spirits, God, regarding a clear picture, that we would no longer be deceived, but we would hear the truth and the truth would set us free. We count these things done now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Tonight's topic, a clear picture. Coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6, this comes from the Message Bible, and it reads this way: if our message is obscure to anyone, it's not because we're holding back in any way. No, it's because these other people are looking or going the wrong way and refuse to give it serious attention. All they have eyes for is the fashionable god of darkness. They think he can give them what they want and that they won't, they won't have to bother believing a truth they can't see. Stone blind to the day spring brightness of the message that shines with Christ, who gives us the best picture of God we'll ever get. Remember, our message is not about ourselves. We're proclaiming Jesus Christ, the Master. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. I'm going to read this to you out of NIV, too, because this just got good to me the more I read. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled by those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Christ's sake. I'm going to read verse 6. It says, for God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. Whoa, wow, yes, Lord, wow, yes. Yeah, so I got here today. I got to this place, to this scripture. This is due to some dialogues I had earlier within the day. My first dialogue was with Prophetess Tracy Fauntleroy. And we were sharing regarding a teaching that Prophet Rodney Beeney was doing today at their training center in Tappahannock. And he had made an analogy, doll baby. He had a doll baby. And he was stating that the church, instead of birthing disciples, which become sons and daughters, were producing babies, babies who were codependent upon leadership, not relying on God. He was sharing how God wanted us to transition, how God wanted us to make changes, not just changing an outward look, changing an understanding, changing a mindset, changing inwardly, that would be expressed outwardly, not just changing outwardly to make it think we got it going on, but inwardly we are so distraught, distressed, perplexed, a whole lot of words that we could use to describe that. So that started my mind moving about and thinking about who we are as servants, who we are as sons and daughters, who we are as living ambassadors with the responsibility of presenting truth. Secondly, I was at a pink party this evening, and the picture that we were painting was that of an angelic form, abstract, so everybody's view was what it was of this outline given to us by the guest artist. She showed us how to do particular shapes, how to make wings, how to do the body and finish off the dress. She gave us detailed instructions to make this angelic form resemble what she presented. Of the many people, the many women who were in the room, when all the drawings were complete, none of them looked the same. Not one of them looked the same. They all had the basic color scheme that was given, but the actual picture of the angelic form was not the same. So I leave there and I'm talking to Pastor Linda Brown on my drive home, and I'm sharing this with her, and God was still speaking to me about how it is that people are going through turmoil, trials, and tribulations in the church because they have not removed the veil to receive the truth. That, and so many people are being given something that's not truth in the church. So we have these perplexed people, perplexed body that say that they love God, they serve God, they're about growing God's kingdom, but they don't even understand the precepts by which God even placed them here in the beginning. I'm going to go back to the scripture. It said, if our message is obscure to anyone, it's not because we're holding back in any way. And God said, even in that, with the not holding back, he said, make sure that what you're releasing, and this is where it got a little sticky to me. He said, make sure what you're releasing is my truth. Because, see, what you're releasing is not about you in the first place. This is about me. Not Valerie's sake, not Prophetess Nina's sake, not Elder Benny's sake, not Pastor Linda's sake. It's not for us, but it's for him. And he said, make sure that what you're releasing is true. And we're not holding back. And God had spoke this to us some months ago, weeks ago. I can't remember exactly about, it was time to release our sound, and it was time for us to open up and actually release the truth, release what it is he had been speaking in our spirit, release what it is he was unveiling to us, the rhema that he was giving to us, to release this so that people's lives could be empowered, so that they could get out of that dark place and now walk in his marvelous light. He said, no, it's because these other people are looking or going the wrong way and refuse to give it serious attention. And I said, so God, why are they not giving it the serious attention it needs? He says, because they're looking. They're looking at those who say they are the voice. They're looking at those who say they are the anointed and the appointed and the called and the chosen, seeing in them the very same thing they see in themselves. And so they said, if you're trying to teach me this,
If you try to tell me what I can and cannot do, but I see you doing the very same thing, why then would I take it serious? So for all of us, I said all of us, who are saying, who are proclaiming that we are who we are in him, if they are watching us, if they are going the wrong way because of what's seen in us and not taking the seriousness of who God is because of something that they've seen in us, let us take the opportunity to repent now. This word says all they have eyes for is fashionable, the fashionable God of darkness. The God of darkness. Everybody's talking about darkness because we understand that the enemy is so cunning. And now not even so cunning, he's just blatant. And what he does and how he does what he does, he's not tipping and hiding anymore. He's just right out front. And he'll make a deal. Look, this is what I can do for you if you can do this for me. And so because they're not seeing the fruit of the labor in God, they find it easier to just say, okay, cool, I'll just do this. Because if I do this, I know what I'm going to get. Really? You think you know what you're going to get, but I don't think you understand what you're placing yourself into. Pastor Linda, I see that you're on the line on tonight. You said something that was very powerful to me in the drive. And if you're available, if you would come on the line, I would greatly appreciate it. Prophetess Nina as well. If you're hearing something from God, please press one and share because this is another one of those messages that, it just makes me even the more mindful of my every move, my every word. It makes me mindful of the assignment that I've been given in the earth to fulfill for God's glory, that I want to be presenting his truth. I want to live such that it would cause folk to cry out, what must I do to be saved, versus running from the church and not taking serious what it is that God is revealing. God bless you, Pastor Linda. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Amen. God bless you, Prophetess. You know, I see what you're saying, because I think sometimes the way we as a people present ourselves, it makes people look to us and not to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, sometimes they want to give us the accolades, but, you know, the scriptures say it's the same God, same Lord, same Spirit, same God over all. And they just need to keep looking to Jesus and not we as pastors or pastors and will create the many me's. You know, they want people to look like them, you know, maybe almost like a twin, because you can look and sometimes you see people that are under certain people, they begin to look just like them and talk just like them and do just like them. So it began to be like a copy. And God doesn't want carbon copies, because there are no people, even twins aren't the same. They may look alike, but there are still some differences there.
Amen. And I think that, you know, when we were sharing, I called it multiple births, because it's not just twins. You know, when everybody tries to become a carbon copy of a leader that they've esteemed more high than God, that if my pastor wears Steve Harvey suits, I'm going to go buy Steve Harvey suits. And if he wears so-and-so shoes, I'm going to go buy so-and-so shoes. And if First Lady wearing a blue hat, I'm going to go buy a blue hat. And because she using Coach bags, I'm going to now go buy all Coach bags. And, you know, really? You become so blinded by these ploys of darkness that you're not taking seriously the relationship that's needed to receive what it is that God has for you, but you find yourself being comfortable mimicking something.
Mimicking
with no power,
man.
No anointing, and no heaven or hell to take you to.
Right, right. Mimicking man,
but
doing what you see someone
yeah.
else do. And that's a very dangerous thing, a very dangerous
a
place
very
to be.
A very dangerous thing. Very dangerous, and I made the statement to you that I would not want to go to hell from church.
I don't
want to come to a place where I feel that I'm supposed to be nurtured, to be groomed, to be God, whatever needs to be done in me to heal me, to restore me, to bring me to a place of accepting who he is and moving in purpose. That's my intent. He said, forsake not the assembly. But when I come into the assembly, I want to come into the assembly knowing that you're going to help me get to where God wants me to be and not have me to look just like you.
That's right. We need to get to our own God place. But I ask you, prophetess, what should the pastors be doing to make sure that people don't look like them? That they are not mirroring them.
This is Valerie. When you find, and I say this because I've served as an adjutant in several different ministries, when you find yourself seeing your people want to do and say just like you do, and say, put a pin in it right there and be like, baby, I thank you for loving me. I thank you for caring about me. But I do not want this. You don't have to cut your hair like mine. You don't have to buy your dress plan. You don't have to wear the same shoe. And even if we wear the same size, don't think you're going to get all my clothes when I stop wearing them. No, I need you to be who God called you to be. But because, too many of the leaders who get their rocks on because they see people wanting to be like them, they're not going to tell them, don't.
They're getting puffed up then.
They're getting puffed up. They feel good because I walk in and I got many me's behind me. When God is saying, excuse me, hello, can I come? Can I come with y'all? Can I be the clear picture that people see when you walk into the room? Can they see me and not see you?
Come on. That's good. That's good. That's very good.
Can I be the clear picture? Because you have distorted the picture because people are looking at you and not seeing me. They're
so
blind to the day spring of brightness of the message that shines through Christ. Because you're not presenting Christ.
Amen. Jesus said that if he be lifted up, that he would draw men unto
him. He'll draw all men unto him if I be lifted up. And then we wonder why so many people now so anxious to post Facebook Live of their services on Sunday morning and taking opportunities to promote their own propaganda for their own growth instead of building the kingdom of God. Do you really think that's helping the kingdom?
My Jesus.
If all
my
you're
Lord.
Doing is putting out there, come to my church, because you got three people. Come to my church, because we're going to give you some dinner. Come to my church. Don't matter about your church. It matters that we're releasing the truth about who God is, that we're releasing the truth of the redemptive work that Jesus did on the cross, that our eyes be placed on that clear picture. We've got to begin to proclaim Christ.
Right. We need to look like him.
We need to look like him. That needs to be the clear picture, that when we walk in, when an image is revealed, it don't look like Valerie, it don't look like Pastor Linda, don't look like Elder Benny, it looks like Christ.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory
to God.
Glory. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Yeah. We got to get off of ourselves. We've got to get off of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in our teachings, Pastor Linda, you know, often we share our experiences with those that listen in when we're doing Seeking Truth, and those who are even listening in on tonight. We share mm-hmm. our experiences with you all because the things that we have endured have taught
mm-hmm.
us some lessons.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't
Amen.
All been good. But
right.
they have taught us some lessons that if you hear us and hear what God has done through us going through, it will also give you a clear picture of what he can do for you.
Right.
If you're willing to receive the truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Too often we just say, well, I got to go through it for myself. You don't have to. That's what
mm-hmm.
you choose to do.
Right.
You don't have to. Because there's nothing new under the sun. When God says, behold, I will do a new thing, shall you not see? I'll cause the springs to come up out of this. All that stuff that he's doing is still nothing new under the sun, because he's done that before, and he will
right.
do that again. But it's really about your understanding of what he's trying to do on your behalf.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
If he's got to cause some springs to come up out of desert places, that's because there's some stuff in you that's been dead too long.
Amen. Amen.
But he wants you to see that even in that, it's not about you, but it's about him. It's about us proclaiming Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's about us understanding our relationship with the Father.
Mm.
It's about us painting a clear picture for those who are seeking Christ, for those who are lost in desolate places, for those who are in darkness, that they're able to see the light of Christ through us.
Amen. Amen. Because that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, and that's what it's always been about.
Right.
But us sanctified holy folk, us chosen and called, and
help us, Lord.
We just
help
made it when we
Jesus.
Wanted to make it. We wanted to make it when we wanted to make it because we were trying to make ourselves instead of having people be the Oh God, yeah.
Jesus, help us, Lord.
People will not believe a truth they cannot see when they look to us who say we are carriers of the truth. We're carriers of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't see truth in us.
Mm. I guess that's been a real problem. The church not looking like the church.
Okay.
Not looking like Jesus.
Yeah. Not looking like him.
Because if we were truly being salt and light, it would be drawing people to him.
Yes.
Help us, Lord.
There would not be an empty seat in any ministry anywhere if we were truly lifting Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
People wouldn't be able to wait for Wednesday to get here, Tuesday to get here, Thursday to get here, Sunday, whatever day. They would be ready to flock to the place.
Prophetess.
Not after they leave the club, not after they finish shacking, but they will be running to the place, ready to receive what it is that God has for, ready to receive his truth.
Yes. Prophetess, there have been ministries that at certain points, I mean, God has been really moving in the ministry, but it appears that We as a people, man, have a tendency to get off into their own thing, and it becomes more about them than it becomes about Jesus. And when that happens, all of the anointing that was there and that was all what was going on, the glory of God and the presence of God, it seemed to get lifted because man steal God's glory, and it becomes more about them than it be about Christ.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, and that happened. And a part of that, since I believe, is that when we are doing this work, because we know our thoughts are not his thoughts and his ways are not our ways.
Mm-hmm.
And too often when we are doing the work that God has given us, if we don't see it falling in line the way we see somebody else's ministry falling in line, then we get impatient.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see the manifestation the way somebody else is seeing manifestation. We get upset.
Mm-hmm.
And then our flesh get in it, and then we get bothered, and then so then we start changing things to look like somebody else. Again,
not just
leaders looking like, and not members looking like leaders, but this church got to look like that church, which got to look like that church, and the choir got to sell it. No. See, and that's why I thank God, because what God gave me, it didn't look like what everybody else doing, and it still don't look like what everybody else
doing. It doesn't.
How
it
God
doesn't.
Uses us in ministry doesn't look like what everybody else is doing, but guess what? We understand and accept what it is that God would have us to do, and the focus is to lift up Jesus. I ain't got, Lord, thank you, that I ain't got popped up, I ain't got nothing up but God. Because I understand him as the author and finisher of my faith. That I have not placed myself in a mindset such that I could be moved by the actions of man to deter me from what it is that God would have me to do.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the necessity of presenting a clear picture of God's truth according to that which has been revealed to me by the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of me. Such that people would cry out, what I got to do? Because whatever it takes, that's what I want, because I want that relationship. I want to know that I can call on him and he's going to answer my prayer. I need to know that he is my healer in the sick room and my lawyer in the courtroom. He's my friend when everyone else has forsaken me. Even when my mother and my father have gone, that's when he'll take me up. I need that. And I know that that comes from a relationship with Jesus. So what must I do?
Mm-hmm.
What must I do to be saved?
The intimacy
with
him.
That's the clear picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the clear picture. That's the clear picture.
My God.
For those who have been blinded, God has sent us to open blinded eyes. For those who have been deceived, God said that we are here to aid you. To being free from the deception that has entangled you and snared you and kept you from receiving that which God has for you.
Help us, Lord.
Because we aim to always proclaim Christ the Master.
Mm-hmm.
And not ourselves. Because the work that we
Amen.
Do is not of us. The preaching that we preach, it's not of ourselves, but it is that of Jesus Christ,
Jesus
as Lord
Christ.
And Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Woo, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Linda, for joining. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
we
you.
Pray tonight that this message has blessed you as it has me. I pray, God, I pray it's blessed you too, Pastor Linda.
Yes.
And you desire prayer, we will be having prayer tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. You can send in your prayer request. You can find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. Email us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. And we'll gladly pray for you. God, we thank you tonight for your word. God, allow these seeds to be planted into the spirits of your people. God, that it would manifest that which you desire. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We love
amen.
You so much here. At Empowerment Place, we pray that you would do something each day to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you and good night.
Good night.